Well, as Joe Biden slept there with Naftali Bennett, the rest of the people around him were happy to make it clear that American policy in Israel has changed dramatically under Joe Biden's sleepy supervision, if it's his supervision at all, which most of us don't believe. In the wake of the massive attack on Israel by Iran, John Kirby makes it clear this administration does not stand with Israel. We've changed policy without notice, apparently. Listen to this.
You're opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill. Yes.
So you oppose a standalone bill to support Israel. We're there when the rockets fly. The Americans, the French, and the British all there to defend Israel, as was Jordan and Iraq and others. But a standalone bill, which is going to be put forth today or tomorrow in the House, they say they will oppose. And that comment was not a mistake. Joe Biden will not support Israel with an aid bill to fight terrorism. Listen.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he'll move forward with a vote on additional Israel aid. If Congress were to pass additional aid for Israel and only that, will President Biden reject it?
So we've been very clear, my colleagues from here just moments ago, that we will not accept a standalone. A standalone would actually not help Israel and Ukraine. It would actually delay the needed aid that they obviously need to fight. You see what was happening in Ukraine. Obviously, the brave people of Ukraine are fighting against a tyrant. We need to make sure that they have the assistance that they need. We saw what happened in Israel just over the weekend, and the leadership that this president has shown. It would actually not help them if we do a standalone, and we do not support a standalone.
Do you understand gibberish? Because if you could translate that for me, just send me an email. Translate the gibberish. Helping Israel, the standalone bill wouldn't help Israel. We need Ukraine. You know, Ukraine has nothing to do with this. And yet that's what they continue to do, is try to link them together. Chuck Schumer did the same thing. I'll have that in a moment. But the real problem for Joe and his clowns on the Hill may not be the potential war with Iran, but supporting Israel at all. You see, all over America yesterday, scenes like the one I'm going to share from the Brooklyn Bridge with pro-Palestinian protesters shutting down the bridge and chanting anti-Semitic tropes. That's what's happening all over America. San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge closed down. O'Hare, Kennedy Freeway shut down there in Chicago, and all over the country. Here's a taste of it. So there you have it. The Death to America crowd bursting out from the Golden Gate Bridge to Chicago to the Brooklyn Bridge in New York and all over this country. So what is Joe really going to do? I mean, it seems pretty obvious he doesn't want to support Israel the way America always has since 1948. Because it is a stone-cold loser with young people and with large numbers of people in Minnesota and Michigan, too. Right? Is Joe Biden going to do something more than just say, don't? When it comes to Iran, by the way, this is the foreign policy that was so successful. Don't. It's right up there with Barack Obama's red line that they didn't care about either. John Kirby, just another clown at the circus, continuing to peddle the peanuts. Here it is.
Has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah,
and so let's talk about,
and they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. He made it clear. that he didn't want to see escalation in the region. When we had an inkling that this kind of thing was coming, he added even more military resources to the region. More destroyers that were capable of shooting down ballistic missiles, a fighter squadron that was able to shoot down drones. And that's what we did.
And that's what we did. Oh, it's a tough spot, all right? One that many of his staunchest supporters, Joe Biden, says he cannot wiggle out of. Oh, this is tough. Let me lay it on the line for you. Michael Moore telling Joe Biden he's going to lose the election, but this time it will be for supporting Israel. Michael Moore, another anti-Semite. Here it is.
We could end this. President Biden, you could end this now. You know it's wrong. I know you know it's wrong. And I know I sound like a broken record. And I know that you're going to lose this election, in part because too many people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to switch their vote from you to Trump. No, that is not how this is going to play out. As what happened to Hillary in Michigan, she lost by 2 votes per precinct. 2 for the whole state. 2. And that's what's going to happen to you. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of young people between the ages of 18 and 30, probably 35, maybe even 40. Young people don't want war. Why? Well, why don't they like war? Because they're the ones usually sent to go and die in the war.
That's right, Michael Moore, staunch Democrat, socialist, and the guy telling Joe Biden, you're going to lose. Quick note from one of our supporters now. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. That's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. New sales popping up almost daily. Free strawberries today. You should visit patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10%. So stop by America's Farm Market at patriotfoods.com. Try that today and use the promo code Gruber and save some money. Thank you for supporting America.